from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. No agreement on ending the fighting in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. The Syrian diplomat said it is a matter of national sovereignty. The proposal was made in Damascus by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, who also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the Minister Mualim saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and now a point of view that indicates that there have been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
The UN envoy warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Barack Obama, speaking in Peru, said Sunday he's not optimistic about the situation.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 people have been killed in eastern Aleppo since Tuesday when Syrian aircraft and Russian warplanes resumed bombing after a two-week lull. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Monday's suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital that killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. This is VOA News. Turkish authorities on Monday blocked a delegation of national and European Parliament lawmakers from visiting the leader of Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party, who's been held in jail for almost 3 weeks. The delegation of a dozen members of the Party of European Socialists sought to make a visit to the head of the People's Democratic Party, Selahattin Demirtas, at a prison in northwest Turkey. They, however, were blocked by Turkish guards and instead held an impromptu press conference. Party of European Socialist President and Bulgarian Member of European Parliament, Sergei Stanishev.
Turkey is a candidate for the European Union, and the political criteria are key ones. That should be very clear to the authorities in Turkey, to the President, Prime Minister, and the Parliament. There can be no compromise on that.
Stanishev says he understands the need for security, but other priorities have to take precedence.
Well, there could be a political freezing of this process as a political signal. Because we understand the concerns about security. Our political family never supported terrorist attacks. But we cannot accept, under the pretext of security and fighting terrorism, to crush democracy.
Demirtas' lawyers were allowed to visit him. He is one of 10 members of parliament held following their arrest earlier this month. In advance of World AIDS Day, December 1st, a new report finds that more people with HIV than ever before are receiving life-saving treatment, leading to fewer deaths from AIDS-related illnesses around the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
Just over 1 million people died from AIDS-related causes last year, compared to twice that number a decade ago. Peter Geese is director of the UN AIDS Strategic Information and Evaluation Department. He tells VOA the disease can be conquered if the necessary investment is made.
We estimate that if indeed, like, the funding is there, then that will lead to ending the HIV epidemic by the year 2030.
Currently, the agency has $19 billion to spend on HIV/AIDS annually. UNAIDS estimates it will need $26 billion for each of the next 7 years to achieve its goal of ending the epidemic by 2030. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report finds nearly 37 million people are living with HIV, and worldwide, 2.1 million people became newly infected in 2015. A contingent of Japanese troops arrived in South Sudan on Monday to join UN peacekeepers. Now, these are the first Japanese troops deployed abroad with a mandate to use force in over 70 years since the end of World War II. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.